You are listening to The Angry Geeks Show, an Angry Geeks Network presentation.
You're looking for trouble? You came to the right place.
I'm a karate man, right? Karate man rules on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
Ooh, yeah! Of course I knew. I just had no idea.
I'm so terrific, I even had my own toll-free number. 1-800-UNBELIEVABLE.
Well, neither are you, very bad. That's an attention getter.
Textbook narcissism.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
Thought she was going in a whole other direction with that.
Acknowledge me.
You may not like it, but accept it. Is that the way that it is?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I must obey.
You're not my supervisor!
Ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Do it, Tony. Come on. Take us home.
Ah, hell, we're going to be on the internet.
This is the way.
Baffling.
Hey,
you better not be talking to
invisible
animals.
I'm balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are, yeah.
Sweet mama!
Promotional consideration provided by Meat So Horny. Whether you are working with a plump rump, thick legs, or just need a general rub for your chub, Meat So Horny will have the spices, marinades, rubs, sauces, and salts that are worth the squirt. Just one taste is all you need to know. Level up your grill game with hot sauces, rubs, and salts created by the pros. Use code GEEKS10 today when visiting meatsohorny.com. That's code GEEKS10.
Meat So Horny.
Promotional consideration provided by Pleasant View Comics. Pleasant View Comics is trusted by more than 20,000 eBay shoppers with over 50,000 items sold. The 100% positive overall score and 5 out of 5 stars. Based in Rhode Island and available only at select conventions and on eBay. And 250,000 comic backstock. Make Pleasant View Comics a favorite seller on your eBay account today, and make sure you always stop by their booth. Just look for the Angry Geeks approved sticker. Pleasant View Comics is an Angry Geeks approved source for all your comic book needs.
Go on, go back to Australia where you belong. Wow. Holy moly. Thank you. You were a good sport. Anyway, Rhode Island Comic Con. Hey, welcome. You all look familiar, like I just spent the last 20 minutes with you. Thank you so much. Before we start, we do got some rules. No live streaming. No video taking. You guys already know that. You guys see me enough this weekend. So, hey!
Am I in the right spot?
Nice to see you again.
There was a cat all the way in California. I had to fly, do that. It scratched me, and then I came back. So
okay.
I had to save the cat. Sorry I'm late. It's also Tom Welling's fault because he had too many photos to take.
Can I finish?
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you.
All right, yes. No live streaming, no video. Save your photos to the end of the panel. And before we get started, we got some rules that we call Angry Geeks rules. What are the things that you don't want to talk about, can't talk about, tired of talking about, and tired of answering? Let the crowd know now. Good. He's good. He is good. What you have for lunch?
Chinese food.
Really? What'd you get the Chinese food? It wasn't in the green room.
Somebody, I'm not doing advertising, but no, we ordered out.
You ordered out?
Free, yeah. Free.
Oh, okay. All right, because like in the green room, we didn't have... I was saying, because in their green room, we didn't have Chinese room. I was kind of like upset.
I'm prepared.
Good for you.
Or my team.
Good. I was, I have to say.
Oh, I need this microphone. I'm talking. You're going to hear me. Bum, bum, bum.
I told you this yesterday. I grew up with Christopher Reeve, but you became my Superman. No one after, no one on television today, no one on the big screen today will be my Superman but you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. My son will tell you that you became my Superman. And when you came back for that short time on the small screen, if my wife were here in the crowd, she would tell you I got goosebumps. And the explanation that you gave about the black S, I totally just fanboyed out, and because I have the black S tattooed on my arm.
Oh.
So it was just, to me, it's started bawling, man.
That's awesome. I love that.
And yeah, so you are my Superman, just to let you know.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, I know we're short on time, but if you have a question for Brandon, please line up to the two mics, and we'll get to them as soon as possible, okay?
I'll hang out, but you probably have somebody else wants to be in this room, so.
I know. Hey, do you have a cat named Ambrosia?
Ambrose. I had a character that had a cat
I know.
Named.
I had
Zachary Stone had a cat named Ambrose.
Believe it or not, I had a call-in, and I'll show you my phone, a call-in question about that.
Oh, well, it's a very popular... Who likes the Nine Lives of Christmas? I mean, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, right before I came out here to entertain the company, my phone goes off. I'm like, what is this? And it's like, please ask Brandon if he...
Yeah, the photo of Ambrose and myself is quite popular.
Really? Wow. Let's go with Captain America. What's your name?
Eric.
Hi, Eric. He laughed.
Well, as the ongoing SAG after strike is going on, I really can't speak about projects in detail and all of that to maintain solidarity and continue our efforts. However, I can speak a little bit about it. It's just going to be a different way. My fly's down.
Better catch that. Woo!
I don't think so.
Why he was late. No.
I used the restroom and I forgot. I was so quick that I forgot to zip. There we go. So to answer your question, it's a joy to work with Courtney Ford. She's an incredibly talented actor, and what I loved working about her most with on that particular project was that she had an opportunity to be funny and to let her awesome comedy come out. So we had done dramatic work before, which is always great. But this was a new, unique experience and fun. And it was a great family to be a part of holistically.
Thank you.
You were also one of my other favorite characters. I can say it, you can't. Dylan Dog. I love the comic, and when the movie was being made, I heard you were going to play the character. I absolutely loved it. Went to the theater, saw it. I owned a DVD. I was so hoping for part two.
We had to take a lot of friends.
And
we didn't make enough money.
You
didn't make enough money.
You're psychic, and that was a psychic, and the other one.
Right. The wonderful and talented and amazing Sam Huntington. Yeah.
Did you have fun adapting to that character and having played that character?
I like that. It's a very different role that I'd done before. There was comedy. It was kind of a more sarcastic style of a character, the anti-hero in a way, to a degree, and then the comedy. And you know, I'm not a horror genre fan, mm-hmm. But I do like a horror action comedy, mm-hmm. So that was a fun genre for me.
Would you revisit the character?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I hope you would.
I would do a lot. I would do a much better job than
oh,
I did.
Oh no, you did terrific.
Oh, thank you. I am a. Anyway.
No, you did.
As an actor, I look at it and go, yeah, all right. I could do better next time.
Well, I mean, come on. I read the comic, graphic novel, went to the theater to saw it, and then bought the DVD. I know the characters. I thought you did terrific.
Thank you.
All right. Next question. What's your name?
Nestor.
Ooh. Hi, Nestor.
Hi. My question is about Legends. It ended on a cliffhanger. Was this discussions of or your vision of how the show could have ended and wrapped up all the storylines?
You were too fast and too close to the mic. Can you repeat the question?
Legends ended on a cliffhanger. What is, if there was a discussion of, or your vision, how the show should have ended?
Okay.
I'm not at liberty to answer that question because I wasn't a part of it any longer, so I don't know. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the record, if anybody has any questions, Courtney and I would have stayed on that project forever, and it was not our choice to leave. So anyway.
Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. So, Brandon, I remember you'd mentioned in one other Q&A you had studying writing in college, I think.
Yes, I was an English major at University of Iowa for 1 year.
Oh, okay. Well, I know a lot of people like who work in show business, like Kevin Smith, have written comic books, and Richard Donner actually wrote a short Superman arc like 15 years ago. So given you're a little predisposed to writing, would you ever consider writing a comic book series or a Superman story or anything?
It has been a thing that's been explored, but nothing's happened with it. So, but thank you. That's a great idea. And yes, the idea is very interesting to me.
Do you collect comics?
I do not.
You do not. Do you collect your own action figures?
I have them. I don't collect them. I like to have one of a lot of the things.
Just one of? Oh. Okay. What's the rarest one of the ones that you have? Do you have the big 30-inch one?
I have a lot of the earlier stuff from the original film.
Okay.
Big fancy stuff.
Okay. This young lady traveled all the way from New Jersey to see you.
Not that far.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
My name is Kira. I know you want to respect the strike, and I respect that. I just wanted to say I knew you from Chuck, and I really appreciate your time here. So I was wondering, as a literary major, what was your favorite book or book series growing up, and what is something that, like for me, I really enjoyed the BFG even now as today. So what are some literary books that, as a kid, that you've continued to look back on and be like, oh wow, that was really impactful for me.
Oh, what TV series?
No, books. Like books.
Books. Books. Oh, books. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I first started reading Terry Brooks, The Sword of Shannara.
Ooh.
Wait.
Go ahead,
I read. Yeah. Terry Brooks. Yeah. I think I first read Signs of Shannara though first, which was the second. Then I went back and read Sword of Shannara. I say Shannara. I mean, it's Shannara. I like Shannara. Right. Anyway,
this is your panel. You can
say whatever
you want.
They've never done it justice in film and television, and I'm upset about that. They've done a nice job, but it hasn't been the thing that should be. Anyway, but that was that series, and then Terry Goodkind also, Sword of Truth. It was a big thing for me. Patricia C. Reed, actually, was probably a book I read before. Talking to Dragons. When I was in like 7th or 8th grade, which was fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Robert Jordan, also.
In solidarity, I'm
Wheel of Time.
As vague as possible in solidarity. You got a refresher on this character rather recently. What's your thoughts on veganism?
Turn on the mic.
Yeah.
And also, as a kid from Iowa, how did it feel going to Australia to work on that thing?
Yeah. Shocking, amazing, enlightening, world, you know, just the project itself, but to be in Sydney, Australia, which was a fantastic, beautiful place to be, to be
safer because I was out of the limelight was a huge thing for me. I think, oh man, you know, I would have been a different, not that I would have been out partying and going crazy, but there would have been, there would have been paparazzi and stuff like that, possibly. And in Australia, there wasn't. So it was just, it was great.
What was your first reaction to seeing the first trailer for Returns?
I can't even remember. I mean, I just loved it from, you know, the whole thing and passionate about it from beginning to end.
I tell you, when the sonic boom hit, your character in the sky, floating, eyes closed, any true fan of that character, I could say Superman, got goosebumps when you flew down, the sonic boom hit that. I tell you, it was simply amazing. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
That's not your name.
No, it's not.
Do you beach?
Actually. So, yeah, I just wanted to know, like, when you were cast for Superman, being a relative unknown at the time, did they direct you to kind of be more like Christopher Reeve, or was that more your own, I really want to embody the character in this way?
What do you think? I'll answer, but what's your gut?
I think it was your choice.
Right in a way, it was, and it wasn't a have to be situation.
Yeah,
it was just it's a blend, it's a transition, so it should have the feel and the look. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the truth is, I played that role because I played it like Chris from the beginning.
Yeah.
Or at least enough like, because he's my super, he's my character. He's that for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it would have, even if they wouldn't have, if they would have said like, you can't do that, don't be at all, I couldn't have done the job. Because that's not who that character is to me. Anything other than like, that lane is not the lane to go down.
Well, you nailed it.
Hey.
Exactly. That's what I was saying before. I mean, growing up reading the comics based on that character, watching cartoons based on the character, watching the original television series about that character, you became that character for me. So after Mr. Reeves had gone, it could no longer be that character, you became that character for me. No other one could touch that character but you. And that's how I feel. So, I mean, give it up. This is my Superman, plain and simple. And I told you that downstairs. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Justin. I'm going to try and phrase this in a way that you are allowed to answer.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up, you know, you were my Superman and, like, adjacent to Chris.
Go ahead. You're fine.
To everybody, you're kind of, like, the next step of that. And you got to kind of do your own thing. And it was really cool in Crisis for them to do the Kingdom Come thing.
Yes.
A big part of that is mentioning a certain clown in a certain city. So if you had to pick who would be your world's long-eared friend, what actor would you pick?
Ooh. Ooh.
Obviously, we thought it would be somebody because they came out at the same time.
Yes.
But that was a little bit after some other movies I grew up with.
You mean back in the original time or back when the TV version came out?
Pick whichever you'd prefer to answer.
Yeah, whichever you prefer.
Like when you were, obviously, 2005, 2006, but in Crisis, there was supposed to be a Batman.
You're talking I Am Legend, yeah.
Wait, I thought you were talking about...
Sorry. All right. So on,
all right. Hold
on. On the show, Lois died from like Joker. Like it said, who would you pick to be Batman?
Who would? What actor
like
would you?
For your Batman.
Okay.
What would that world Batman?
Yeah. No. Yo. No. What? Okay. What actor would you want to play Batman opposed to your Superman?
Aha!
Sorry.
We got it!
of the ones that I've already done, or somebody completely different?
Either.
If no, he wants to know.
You're
the character we all want you to be. Okay. Who would you want to play Batman to your caped wonder? There you go. Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out how I can.
I really appreciate it. We've all had fun in this experience. the same gentleman that would have been at that time.
Oh.
So the one that just came back recently?
Did you say Cal Penn? Cal. He'd be a great, the other guy.
Yes.
Not the villain guy.
Yeah.
Michael Bale. Keaton? Or Bale. Christian Bale?
Christian, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, thank you.
Yes.
I think because
just think I Am Legend.
Yeah, because he's great. He's great, and that's a good vibe.
Yeah, just think I Am Legend, the Easter egg that they gave us in the background. Okay. Hi. I'm going to guess that your name is Dave.
I think you're correct.
Okay.
I have a two-part question, Brandon. First of all, how'd you enjoy working with Edgar Wright?
What?
Edgar Wright in Scott Pilgrim vs.
Edgar Wright, yeah.
And you said you like horror action comedies. Would you ever consider playing Ash in Evil Dead?
Ooh.
That type of a thing, I would. That's the kind of that genre that I would be interested in. Okay. And I'm not sure, but what was the question about Edgar?
How did you enjoy working with Edgar?
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Fantastic. It was a big fun time. He's one of the best directors I've ever worked with, because not only is he an amazing director, but also he is vibrant energy, and he's the captain of the ship that I like to have as a director. Not everybody does that way, and he does, and then, you know, just a whole host of awesome other actors to work with and be a part of.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have to make these next two questions really, really short because we're almost out of time.
I'll make it quick.
Okay.
Your answer, Ryan.
I am.
Quick question for you. During Superman Returns, they gifted an unproduced Weta statue to the cast and crew. There was only 50 of them made. Holding the Mustang?
Sorry, go back to the beginning of that.
There was a statue that was produced.
Yes.
That was only given to cast and crew. I was curious whether or not you displayed that at your home, and if you have any other props from the movie that you took home with you.
I don't know about that.
Really?
What you speak of.
That's just
so
a legend.
I don't know.
It's a legend. Doesn't
I mean,
exist.
There's a Weta made stuff, but everybody could buy that, so I don't know.
Yes. Just
unless my memory's really bad. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay.
No worries. And any other props that you took home?
Curl. There was a prop one made in case they couldn't do it. But the lovely Georgia Lockhart Adams made it happen every day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
So I don't think I have like one specific Superman that's my favorite. I come to love all the different Supermen.
Yeah.
I like how Reeve wanted the character to be very friendly and approachable. Henry wanted the character to sort of have the weight of the world on his shoulders. I'm wondering, when you play the character, either in 2006 or more recently, is there anything on your mind that you think needs to be projected or displayed to make him the character in your mind?
What's the action word there? Needs to be, or what?
What is it about, what trait in Superman do you think is really important that is shown, that is portrayed in your performance?
I think it's actually more in the later performance, because the first was a lot of buildup and dealing with backstory, and then coming to the place where, at the end, we were getting to the place that manifested into the further version of the character for me, which is hope, which is light, which is teaching, which I see Superman. I see that guy as a teacher, and I think that he's been incredibly important in our evolution for across the world in a way of giving humanity kind of a symbol and of hope and light and truth And I think that's incredibly important, especially in these times. And, you know, yeah.
My hope for the world is that everyone, in their own way, in their own time, will just consider the possibility that they are that as well. That all that capability is within all of us. We're all the same, made of the same stuff.
Correct.
You know, a little bit different coding and all that, but we're all the same stuff. So my message is that we are find the best. He's here to show us how to find the best that's within all of us. Yeah, every single one, every person. So, you know, it's hard to remember that. It's hard to, like, you know, we have histories and all the stuff and terrible, unfortunate, terrible things are happening in the world. We're terrible to each other, but we don't have to be. And, you know, this has been a symbol of hope and light, and that's, I'm so grateful to have been a part of and to continue to being a part of that message, because it's how I live my life, how I want to live my life.
You are our symbol of hope. That's all we have. Please go down to Brandon's table, get a picture, get an autograph, and say hi, and enjoy yourself at Rhode Island Comic Con this year, okay? Thank you, guys.
I need to talk to you. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Left the building.